It's Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. My co-host Veronica Rickert is off today. Coming up on Central Time, former food critic Ruth Reichel talks about writing food into fiction and how to fully enjoy what we eat. First, at the state capitol today, lawmakers on the joint Senate and Assembly Committees on Health heard public testimony on the proposed 20-week abortion ban that Governor Walker has indicated he would sign if passed. We heard from a sponsor of that bill when it was first discussed. For a counterpoint, we're joined today by State Senator Nakia Harris-Dodd, a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 6th Senate District in Milwaukee. Senator Harris-Dodd, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So as you see it, what are the key elements? What would change in this proposed 20-week abortion ban?
What we will see happen is that women who are facing deeply personal health care issues will be forced to have an abortion, which when I read the medical emergency piece alone, the exception to have either a C-section or be inducing a woman's labor, I see that as very cruel. And it just honestly doesn't make any sense why legislators are acting like doctors and imposing their views on a woman's personal issues and personal decisions that she and her husband should be making.
You know, in a post on your website recently, you wrote that you're opposed to this as a legislator and an individual. Can you talk about your personal story over the last year and why you're worried about this?
Well, just over the last year, my husband and I recently were blessed with a son. He will be turning 8 months soon, so I'm really, really excited, and he's a joy to our family. And I remember when I was pregnant, and we weren't facing any hardships with my pregnancy, but every woman has to go through a certain procedure to determine if their child is healthy or not. And at that time, you can determine if you want to keep the pregnancy or abort the pregnancy. And so, you know, I can only, you know, feel terrible if I knew that at that time, if my husband and I needed to make a critical decision and the only options we had to abort, you know, a pregnancy that could have either took my life, or my child could have been born with, you know, a health defect that we could not determine, you know, how to best care for our child, but we knew the best thing was to abort that pregnancy. I couldn't even imagine having to be induced or either have a C-section. So I'm just blessed that we were able to have, you know, a safe pregnancy where my son is very healthy, I'm healthy. So, you know, it's a blessing to have children. And I think the point is missed, too, that a lot of the families that are faced with issues that we're talking about today, they have children. They are loving families who are actually planning to have more children. But there's a situation that occurs during pregnancy that they cannot control. And so, you know, if this continues to go forward, we're putting women in a really bad situation.
A few weeks ago, we talked to Assembly Representative Jesse Kramer. He's a sponsor of this bill, one of the co-sponsors. He and his colleagues say after 20 weeks, abortions cause pain and suffering for the developing fetus. They feel it horrible, as they describe it. This bill is needed to prevent that kind of suffering. How do you respond to that argument?
My question to them is, you know, where do they get that information from? Because the things that I've read, articles that I've read, and, you know, health professionals I've talked to, this is based on science. What's the best way to go about a pregnancy after 20 weeks, particularly if a woman is facing possibly losing her life? And you're talking about, again, a mother who has other children. Either, you know, that family no longer has a mom in the home, or that reduces the woman's life lifespan. And so, I mean, science has determined that the best way and the safest way and even easiest way for a child to not even, you know, to for this process to happen, it really has to be, you know, where a woman can choose to make the decision that an abortion is the best way and best option for that family, for that child. Science has determined that that's the safest way for a child to, you know, be aborted versus having, you know, any other procedures happen that are against the will of that woman and that family.
We're talking about Wisconsin's proposed ban on abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy. There's a hearing at the state capitol on this today. Our guest is State Senator Nakia Harris-Dodd. Now, one point of controversy here, no exceptions in this legislation for rape or incest. If those were added, would you feel more comfortable with this legislation?
There is nothing that will make me feel comfortable about this legislation. It's really bad, poorly written. It is another opportunity for legislators to make decisions over a woman's life. It's very biased. It's like stepping into a situation where, you know, someone is, you know, facing cancer and they may have to have their breast removed, or, you know, other circumstances may have to occur. You know, this is a personal situation that only the doctor and patient should be able to decide. And so I just know that, you know, this legislature is overstepping their boundaries, and it shouldn't even be before us.
I think supporters of this would say, as opposed to that example of breast cancer treatment, they would see a moral equivalent of a human life involved here in the fetus. They say that's a person. So this is a different procedure, and they're trying to look out for the interests of that moral equivalent of a human life.
My response to that would be that it is the choice of the parents, the family that's involved, and that they should be able to decide what is best for that family. Again, I think we're talking about a lifespan of a mother who already have children, and for that mother's lifespan to be diminished, or they lose their mom in the process, when they know that the best way to go about the situation is to terminate that pregnancy, that should be left up to the family, not for legislators to decide for that family.
Now, last week, the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Ninth Circuit struck down Idaho's 20-week abortion ban. They said it's unconstitutional because it's restricting abortions before the point where a fetus is viable outside of the womb, that court argued. Do you expect, if this passes and gets signed by the governor, do you expect similar court challenges here in Wisconsin?
I believe that there will be. I mean, we've seen, you know, other legal court battles based on poor legislation that's been written from this legislature in previous years. And this is just another process of bad legislation that I think will be challenged, and it should be challenged if it passes.
Now, this is on what some people have described as a fast track. Your Republican colleagues want to pass this soon, not waiting for the budget to be passed. Do you expect this to pass the legislature, and how soon do you think that would happen?
Well, there was a public hearing on today, so I'm sure, you know, that there is efforts to get this moved on a fast track very quickly. So I'm sure that there will be, you know, something that'll happen, you know, maybe it'll come before the floor by June 10th. So it's moving pretty fast. I'm not sure when the exec is on this particular bill, but with having a public hearing on today, it can happen within 24 hours that they could, you know, call for an exec on this bill.
Senator Harris-Dodd, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for your time.
That was State Senator Nakia Harris-Dodd, Democrat from Milwaukee, looking at Wisconsin's proposed 20-week abortion ban.